And now we have Klaas Gustafsson, who is the founder of Atom Bio, biotech here in Silicon Valley, kind of on the front lines of the coronavirus. Obviously, the kind of world is in chaos right now, but I wanted to just, can we just start with the basics? What is Atom Bio and what have you guys been doing or involved with thus far in terms of the response and trying to help kind of find a cure for this thing?
Atom Bio is the biotech company. We're a service provider. What we do is we convert virtual sequences, so ACGT from a database, for instance. In this particular case, people sequence their coronavirus and they upload it to public domain databases. And we take that information and then we just make exact copies of it, but usually we often take that information, we design around to make, say, proteins that express well or antigens that are likely to be immunogenic or whatever the customer wants. And then we synthesize those. So we do all this virtual design and then we do a chemical synthesis of all these specific sequences. So chemical synthesis of the corona genome or the genes that creates antigens or whatever where that particular customer is looking for. And then we can either ship that as DNA or we can ship that as the protein, or we can ship that as a cell line that produces the protein.
So
And we, so
basically,
we're a service provider.
you're synthetically creating copies of the coronavirus.
Yes, either the exact virus or gazillion variants thereof based off of various design features.
Right. When did you first get a call from somebody saying, "Hey, can you make a copy of this for us? We have a problem."
I think that the sequence of the coronavirus was first uploaded to Jambank in mid-January or something like that.
And
And
who and what is Jambank and what is
so Jambank is a public database of all sequences. So it's run by I guess the US government, but it's basically a resource tool for everyone in biotech. So that's where all the virtual sequences of humans and viruses and little funky organisms that no one ever heard of and another gazillion organisms, all that DNA sequence that gets verified somewhere by someone, all get uploaded to GenBank.
You go to Jambank and what you see is just the kind of the genetic sequence of this virus.
Correct. So it says ACGT, ACGT, ACGT
Right.
for like 50, 60,000, whatever, however big coronavirus is.
And then
And
so then what you guys do is you actually create physical virus so that people can start testing things on it.
so we can do that, but typically what we do is we identify, or we or the customer, and often together, we identify the specific region of that virus genome that codes for some protein on the surface of the virus that is likely to be a good immunogenic candidate, so you can use it for a vaccine, because you're much better off using just the protein itself instead of the whole virus as your vaccine delivery vehicle
Got you.
for lots of different reasons. So
Right.
what we typically do is that we look at that sequence and we say, in the case of coronavirus, it's called the spike protein. So you identify the spike protein and then you say, let's make, I don't know, 100 versions of this, truncate it differently or different extensions or different optimizations of it. And then we synthesize those and then we put them as synthetic DNA, put them into either mammalian cells or Saccharomyces or something like that, and then make a lot of those particular proteins that can be used to vaccines.
And do you literally just mail those out then?
And we did literally, if FedEx and UPS counts as mailing out, yeah, that's what we do.
Yeah. So basically, what you're doing is looking at this virus and being like, okay, this piece of the virus here, this sequence looks like it might be a good place to kind of attack for a vaccine, for example, to kind of get in, hook to that sequence and basically do its work.
Almost right. So
Right.
vaccine is the actual thing that activates the immune system. So the vaccine is, so the old way of doing a vaccine is you take the virus and you grow it up in a big vat and then
Yeah.
you boil it or something. So you basically kill that vaccine, the virus itself. And the vaccine, like the old school vaccines, is basically killed off viruses that you
Right.
shoot into, inject into people. So that elicits the immune response and that's where you get the antibodies, attack it and eat it up. So what we do instead is we typically take in silico, we can identify certain pieces of the DNA that codes for certain pieces of the membrane of the virus. So
Yeah.
some things that are likely to be very characteristic of that virus to say, this is the virus, this is me, I'm very unique, I'm very different from you. And
right.
This is something sitting on the surface that has that function. And then you can then feed that as a vaccine, and then your immune system gets going.
Got you. Understand. So what's the last couple months been like for you?
Pretty hectic. Once that sequence got uploaded, within the hour, we had probably at least a dozen customers who wanted to have specific sequences made.
Customers are drug companies, people trying to create a vaccine.
Correct. And they're also government agencies for building all sorts of different people. Yeah.
And so how many kind of samples did you end up sending out?
Oh, I don't know, hundreds, thousands. And that's still ongoing as we speak. And so it could be just the piece of DNA itself. It could be very modified versions of the piece of DNA, or it could be proteins that are derived from that piece of DNA.
Right. And so, and have you been involved in previous outbreaks or pandemics or epidemics that have broken out and people have rushed to try to find cures?
Yeah, you know, certainly. I remember the swine flu was back in the early days of the company. And that when that thing got downloaded on the website, on the Jambank, we got swamped with all these rush orders. But certainly we do a lot of work across the spectrum from SARS and MERS and swine flu, and then also on just stuff that people work on a long time, like malaria. We have a lot of ongoing projects where customers are doing malaria vaccines, right? And that's been a tough challenge.
And so where does this sit in all of that work you guys are doing? I mean, I don't know if you have any sense of the scientific possibility of a vaccine or some kind of therapeutic treatment of this or of some kind. Because obviously we're in the very early days, everybody's completely freaking out.
Yep.
And no one really understands kind of the direction of travel here.
Yep. Well, so our customers, they come from all sources. They could be customers who want to make antibodies that bind these things for diagnostic purposes or for therapeutic purposes. Could also be customers who are making versions of certain proteins of this virus where they want to identify small molecules, small drugs that bind and stop replication or transcription or something. The nice thing with the process, it allows you, because you go directly from virtual, that means that you don't ever have to deal with actually getting samples from patients and with all the risks that comes with that, and just the complexity of shipping things from some godforsaken place and how do you clean it up and all that sort of stuff. Because since you're going from virtual, you can design it exactly to your specifications.
Right.
We're a cog in this big machine of attacking these things. I think the advantage, what we see is the speed and efficiency of moving things now with synthetic genes and a lot of the software and a lot of the machine learning going on. Sorry for the background noise.
It's okay.
You can attack these things much faster and much more efficiently today than you could just 5 years ago. Certainly back in 1918, Spanish flu, everyone talks about, none of these tools existed at the time.
I'm in Oakland. You guys are in Newark. We're all in kind of these six counties that were ordered to be, from midnight last night, shelter in place.
Yep.
How has that affected the work you guys are doing?
Oh, so quite a bit. So yesterday when the order came out to shelter in place, we basically cut down the crew to a skeleton crew. So we're still processing specifically quite a few of the COVID orders. Everything else has gotten a lower priority, and I'm sure quite a few of those people working on cancer and all these other things is going to be sitting on the sideline for a while.
But it hasn't, at least for now, affected what you're doing on COVID.
It's probably slowed it down because we don't have the same number of people at it, but it's still plugging along, and we're trying to push it as much as we can to the front of the line.
And how many of these samples are you sending out a day at the moment?
On a regular day, it would be in the hundreds.
Oh, wow.
But I have no idea what's going to happen today. I don't even know if the FedEx guy is going to come pop in today. We'll find out.
How long have you been doing what you do?
The company started back in 2003, so we've been around for a while.
And you're a co-founder?
I'm a co-founder, yes. Yep.
Have you, in those 17 years, have you seen anything like this just in terms of the urgency and or kind of speed required to what you're doing right now?
Well, I think that in the medical industry, people are dying. I wouldn't say common things like cancer, but the urgency is always a key criteria, right? That's why our customers, they want to have things yesterday and they want to have it done. We'd never have to shut down or go down to minimal crew like we're doing now. That has never happened before.
Well, I hope you guys can still have enough people around to do at least the minimum on this stuff, because it does feel like it's these are unprecedented times.
We live in crazy days, crazy times.
Thank you very much. Stay healthy.
All right. Wash your hands.
All right. You too. And that is all the time we have. I want to thank both Dr. Yiannatis and Klaus for taking the time to speak. They obviously both have a lot going on, given everything that is happening. And in particular, well, I came out with a lot of stuff I hadn't known before, including that there's 100 clinical trials going on around trying to find a cure or a vaccine for coronavirus, which is quite extraordinary. So hopefully it works, because this feels all just a little unsustainable. So anyhow, thank you for listening. I'll be writing about this in the paper this weekend, so please do check that out. Everybody is putting the paper together virtually. There's basically nobody in the office. It's really kind of amazing that we're getting this thing out, our colleagues on the daily and as well as us on the Sunday. It's quite a feat. So please do check that out. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears that's going into that, and there's a lot of really high quality stories and information and narrative in there. So, and you know what? You have time. So read it, enjoy it, and stay safe. And I will talk to you guys very soon. Bye-bye.
This podcast was